Proclamation number 6366 of 28th of September, 1955. God, force or entity? You can observe a constant coming into being and passing away of everything that is visible to you. Nothing remains unchanged. Everything changes, often imperceptibly but nevertheless undeniably, and every work of creation takes on a different form over time. And you humans also experience this change in yourselves. You can observe constant transformations in yourselves from becoming to passing away, because a life-affirming strength flows through you and every strength has an effect. And a strength effect is always a transforming one. So you will not be able to deny a force that flows through everything visible to you. And you will, if you are of an awakened spirit, have to conclude from this that there is a source of strength from which this life-awakening strength constantly emanates. You will have to acknowledge something which you cannot fathom but whose existence is proven to you precisely by the life constantly flowing through you, by the coming into being and passing away of creations visible to you and by your own coming into being and living. Every person could make these observations and thus also adopt the conviction that there is a God who is to be addressed as a source of strength, but who is also to be recognized as essential, because the strength flowing from him does not work arbitrarily but reveals a lawful order which, in turn, suggests an ability to think and thus an essential deity who, in supreme wisdom and power, uses the strength flowing from him in a constructive sense by allowing works to come into being which are not created without meaning and purpose. All of you humans could come to this mental conclusion, and the belief in a wise, powerful creator should now also prompt you to ask what determines this creator's rule and activity, which is expressed in everything visible to you. And you would now also be able to give yourselves the answer to these questions if you, who are creatively inclined, become clear to yourselves about what drives you to be creatively active. You create what you love. Love is always the driving force within you for everything you do and free will. Even if this love is still wrongly directed, but it is the impetus for you to become active. The Creator, whom you are able to recognize in His works, is the eternal love itself, which empties itself in order to let the strength of love become effective, in order to awaken life. Creation reveals this God of love, wisdom and omnipotence to you, and your own emergence, your ability to think and your free will let you recognize that you are also beings who are able to use the strength for creative activity if only you want to receive it, which your free will has to decide to do. That you consciously make contact with the source of strength from eternity and open yourselves to receive the strength. You can gain the basic conviction in order to then also entrust yourselves to this being you have recognized and to hand yourselves over to him as your creator and father, so that he will instruct you to use the strength in his will. 9/28, 1955, it will be clear to you that you have to draw your strength from a source, thus also that you have to be in contact with this source yourselves, otherwise your life would be endangered. But the fact that the strength flows through you for a specific purpose should also be understandable to you, because you cannot deny the Creator's wisdom when you look at the works of creation around you. For a wise creator does not let anything come into being without meaning and purpose, thus the existence of the human being must likewise have a meaning and purpose. And you should try to fathom this meaning and purpose. However, only the Creator himself will ever be able to give you information about it. For the fellow human being is in the same degree of development, and he could only impart truthful information to you if he had received it himself beforehand from the one who created everything in love, wisdom and power. Therefore you must take one path in order to gain the right knowledge about the meaning and purpose of existence. The path to God, the creator and sustainer of all that exists. You must ask him who brought you into being as beings capable of thinking, thus laying the foundation in you for understanding and working according to your knowledge. And then you will learn what you were in the beginning, what you became through your own fault and what you shall become again. And you will learn that everything created, everything visible to you, is only created for the purpose that you reach your final aim. To become perfect again, as you were in the beginning. The fact that you have lacked this knowledge until now, that you often cannot even believe in a God and Creator from eternity and in the connection between him and his creatures. That you are all faced with a great riddle which you cannot solve with your intellect alone is proof of this lower degree of knowledge, of your lost perfection through your own fault. Otherwise everything would be bright and clear before your eyes and you would not need to ask but would know. But you have been given the gift of understanding. You can absorb everything that surrounds you into your senses. Therefore you can think and also certainly come to the right result if you approach God and Creator, who has become a conviction within you. For clarification, if you mentally approach him and desire clarification from him, he will not deny it to you. He will hand it out with full hands. He will kindle a light in you. For this is his aim, to make right children out of you, to lead you back to perfection and to change the state of ignorance into a state of clearest knowledge which makes you happy and reveals God's love, wisdom and omnipotence to you evermore. Your Creator and Father of Eternity wants you to become perfect again as you originally emerged from him. He does not want you to remain in the abyss, but he will continue to help you ascend. Yet you must give the impetus yourselves through your desire to ascend. You must use the gifts you have received from God yourselves. You must use your intellect and your free will correctly. But he will always help you to find him and seek to join him. But then your path will constantly lead upwards, then you will be guided from darkness to light, and you will be able to recognize his might and glory in his endless love and eternally unite yourselves with your love for him. Amen.